Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me now? Absolutely, Apostle. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, 5x5.
You can hear? You can hear me?
I can hear you.
You can. Let's go, bro.
Let's go.
And praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle Crystal Lee. We are here live for the Prophetic Roundtable tonight. Myself and my Apostle Prophet bro, Jeremy Scott Gibbs. Are you on the line, Apostle?
I am Apostle Sister Bishop, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
Did
As
you hear
always,
me?
We are elated.
All right.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? We are elated and excited
yes.
to be here with you tonight for tonight's topic, the power of a prophetic and apostolic connection. I'm not looking at anything right now. Okay, I got notes. My computer was not
get
doing the
notes,
right thing.
Get
I'm
your
like,
notes.
Really? Got a house full of grandbabies and stuff just going in every different direction. Hallelujah. Thank God for all this good stuff that's going on in our lives today. But anyway, tonight
Amen.
We want to talk about the power of prophetic and apostolic connection. Listen, if you've gotten the memo tonight and you're here on the line with us tonight, you've been chosen by our God and King to function as a governmental official in this government of God, this kingdom government that does not have an end. And listen, we are called here for a mandate, for a purpose, and that's to impact the souls of men. So tonight we want to all awaken, allow the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, and we want to awaken out of our slumber and become the manifesting sons that we really are. We're still in our series, The Manifesting Sons, The Rise of the Manifesting Sons. And again, tonight's topic is the power of prophetic and apostolic connection. Apostle, how important is connection, would you say, tonight for the people of God? I know a lot of people are having some issues, and we have had, you know, situations at times where we were unable to connect. That actually is a real
yeah.
place. And Prophetess Sophia wants to talk too. That's actually a real place that sometimes we're unable to connect because of a lot of different dynamics, but how important is connection? I believe it's one of the things that the enemy tries to keep us away from each other, tries to keep us at bay from offenses and a bunch of different other things, because he understands the power of unity. He understands the power of the body. Go ahead and share that dynamic
Absolutely.
With us just for a moment.
Apostle. Absolutely. So, you know, one thing we can talk about, number one, we can talk about the aspect of mothers and fathers and how important that is.
Yes.
We've all, many of us have experienced the lack of a father or lack of a mother in the home, or we've known people
Sweet.
That, and we've seen how that affects their overall demeanor, how they operate, how they function. If they're, you know, they're missing
yes.
a father figure, missing a mother figure, it affects them, and they may grow through it, and they
yes.
may, you know, reach a place of balance in their life, but it's obviously has
yes.
an effect on people. Now, we can talk about just general relationships, general connection. And that also has
yes.
an effect. You know, it's amazing. I've often said it about people. You know, there are ladies, and we've been around predominant ladies, but you'll find the old lady who has 15 cats, and the house smells, and
Come
it's
on.
Nasty, and we're thinking, what is up with you? And you walk in the house, and every one of her cats, you know, has a name and has a personality, and you're like, what is up with that? And what it tells us, and that's just one example.
Yes.
There's 1,000 examples, but that's just one
listen,
example.
Listen,
that
Apostle,
tells
she's
us
like she's in the garden. Look, she's like she's in the garden trying to settle with the animal connection there instead
yeah.
of having somebody else.
Exactly.
Go ahead,
but what it tells us is that the drive or the hunger for connection is
for
so powerful and so strong
Absolutely.
That when people
Absolutely.
Get to a certain place of isolation, they will find things to put around
by
it.
By any
they
means
will,
necessary.
They will do things by any means, by any means necessary. And so we find that
yes,
the power
sir.
Of connection is so it's so prevalent and so overwhelming to us that we will connect to the wrong people. We will connect to relationships that are detrimental. We will connect to things that are almost inanimate. That's why the power of idols in people's lives, the idolatry is, because it's a connection. I think of that movie with Tom Hanks, Castaway, where he had to connect with the volleyball just because he needed some companionship. And you see the emotion, and granted, it was a movie, but he put raw emotion in there that when the volleyball is floating away, his world is devastated because he's losing his companionship. And so when we look at that dynamic, especially when – exactly. And so it's so important for us. And there's another dynamic that we'll get into, hopefully. You know, we got a short program, but there's another dynamic we'll get into in finding out that everybody in our lives are mirrors for us. And I'm talking about the healthy relationships, the good relationships, but even the bad ones can tell us things. But they're a mirror. They're a reflection. You know, we were talking to Apostle Lee earlier today about how when we're sitting at a table eating food, breaking bread together, I may not be able to see the crumbs on my face. I may not be able to feel them in my beard, but you can see them, and you can let me know, hey, Apostle, there's a little bit on your face, you know, and look up. I sit with friends of mine on a regular basis, and I don't want them to sit there with a little bit of mayonnaise on their lips or stuff, you know, some mustard or barbecue sauce. And so I'll say, I'll motion to them, and I'll point to them, and I'll say, hey, you got a little bit of something on your face.
On.
Well, that's a natural example of our lives that we need people in our lives to give us reflection, to let us know what they see in our lives. Now, obviously, those need the more healthier the relationship, the better the reflection. But the issue is we need people in our lives to be reflections for us. So that's how dynamic it is to have this relationship. We're created for relationship. God said it wasn't good for man to be alone. So he created relationship and literally pulled woman out of man. And now you think about that dynamic of the one, they were not sufficient to be one. They were only sufficient when the one was divided and became two, because then the interaction was a different dynamic. It was a different interaction.
Absolutely.
And the Lord came and walked with them in the cool of the day. And so we have to understand how powerful being connected is. And so we're going to get into talking about how powerful the apostolic and prophetic is in just a minute. But I'll give it back to you, Apostle Lee.
Absolutely. It's such an amazing dynamic when we're talking about how good and how pleasant it is for brethren, you know, since we're getting ready to talk about the apostolic and prophetic, for brethren to dwell together in unity. It releases a commanded blessing, and so many people don't realize and understand the reason why there's such poverty in the body, so much poverty across the board concerning people, because it's the same dynamic in real family. When people don't stay together, you cannot amass the wealth, which is why God designed things to happen a certain way. And in that design, it provides for people to stay together and for the wealth to be perpetuated from generation to generation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You were talking about some major dynamics there. It's about parents. It is a known fact that for a baby to be born, unless they have that interaction, that contact, that connection with their parents, then they're not healthy children. Some of them have even been known to die. It's not good. It's not easy to keep a baby alive without parental connection, without any form of connection.
Absolutely.
Same thing with siblings. It's the same thing with siblings. And you were talking about that connection, and you find that there's a major difference between a person that's, that was the only one born, that was one, you know, he or she was a single child, you know, the only child, versus a child that came out of a family of people. The dynamics of that mentality can be night and day. And then you have all of those issues that come along with Apostle not having had parents. You know, a lot of us have dealt with that in some different forms, on some different levels. We've dealt with that. Maybe not as bad as other people, because I always saw the father. I always saw Yah as my father. But I still had to grow into the dynamics of how that was supposed to look, because I never saw it. So I'm just now, at the age that I'm at, really grasping that completely, what a father looks like in my life. You know, being able to give myself totally to the responsibility of my father and my singleness. You know what? I'm good. I'm in my father's house. I'm doing my father's business. I'm all set. Let me just stay right here, and I'll be married from my father's house. You know what I'm saying? And so this is important. This is why it's so imperative that people understand. I know I've been pushing this for some years now, but it's really important, and I need people to hear what I'm saying. The Bible declares this, that if you believe on the Lord your God, you'll be established. So there's an establishment when you believe God, but you've also got to believe the people that he sends. When he sends a person, when he sends a people, if you believe the words and perceive the words that are coming out of their mouth as the mouth of God, the words of God, then you've got to accept that. You've got to receive that, and there's a way to receive it. And when you receive that word, the Bible declares that you'll prosper. So there's an establishment, and then there's a prosperity behind a certain level of belief, and all of that is surrounding your connection. Are you hearing
me? Absolutely.
All of that is about
Absolutely.
Your connection. So that is the power of prophetic and apostolic connection. The power of that is prosperity and establishment, and so many people are trying to figure out why they're not, you know, feeling established, and I mentioned this earlier, and it's imperative that we understand it. Sometimes we just don't know who our parents are. I know I went through that season where I wanted to know who my dad was. I was asking a bunch of questions. Nobody was responding. I started looking for myself. Why? Because you have to have an identity. And anytime God's
Absolutely.
Getting ready to bring a people into a place, anytime he's getting ready to raise a people up or take a people to another dimension, there's always a leader. There's always somebody that is sent to that place that they're in to bring them out of that place and bring them into the place that he's called them to. Apostle, I want to ask you this, because one of the things that we were sharing earlier on the phone, and I'll just say this now because this is important. I told Apostle Jeremy, I said, you know, I got a lot going on in my environment in this season, and it seems that I don't have the same level of quiet time or space that I'm normally used to having. I'm used to a certain level mm-hmm. of quiet time. Now, I love my family. I love being around them and all of that, but I'm used to coming over here and going back home to my quiet place and being able to pray 8 hours a day, being able to do what I do, read the scripture for 5 hours. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to a certain level of you know, time to myself between me and God. And so right now, it doesn't seem like I'm getting that same quality of time, because now I've got to lend that to the people that are in the environment. And so I was asking the Lord, I said, is this some kind of test? Is this some kind of test? Did you put me in this situation and now I've got to press through the noise to hear you? God does these things. He allows us to get in situations or to be in situations to condition us for the next dimension of growth in our lives. And so we need to be able, I'm assuming we would need to be able, because just as a parent, to hear our parents' voice above the noise. I mean, that didn't make sense to me. And so yesterday, my mother and I, as we were laughing earlier, Apostle, on the phone, we were dealing with some things in the environment, and my mother and I were both hearing water in the house. I mean, it was just like a rushing of water. She was like, check the bathroom and see if I left water on. There was no water on, Apostle, but we are clearly hearing this water just rushing. And you just clarified it mm-hmm. even further. We had a bunch of scriptures that the Holy Ghost gave us yesterday, and the one that you mentioned today I hadn't thought about. But the deep calling to the deep is priority, because when you're dealing with deep waters, you're dealing with a bunch. There's a lot going on in the environment. You know, there's a lot of
Absolutely.
Noise. There's a lot of things going on. Go ahead and expound on that, Apostle.
Absolutely. No, you know, I was thinking about it. When I was growing up, one of the things, you know, I was involved in sports. And people that know me know that I'm kind of loud. I'm not obnoxious loud, but my voice carries. Apostle Lee, your voice carries. When we're there's been times when I'm leading worship, and I know you've had it too, where my microphone quit working and people didn't know it. So that tells
Absolutely.
You. So, but I say that to say that my mom is the same way. And when I was involved in sports, I didn't have to see her to know that she was in the crowd. I didn't have to visually see her to know, because I would hear
Come
her.
On.
In fact, we were just at a family get together the other day, and they asked my mom to whistle, because she whistles, you know, she does the fingers in her mouth and does the really high-pitched whistle to get everybody's attention so we could pray for the food. And so they said, hey, Connie, will you do the whistle? And she whistled, and everybody, you know, of course, turned their attention, and we prayed for the food. My point is that I knew no matter how loud she was, that's a secondary point to this. But I was familiar and I'm very familiar with my mother's voice. And so when she was in there, I could hear her laugh or I could hear her say something. I was in tune with her voice, and I could pick her up out of a crowd. Now, that's the same thing with children. They will know your voice. It's the same thing with – it's funny. When we talk about it, the shepherds would go, and all the sheep would be in the city. All the sheep would be in the city in the same corral, commingled. And it says, when it talks about it, in especially in John chapter 10, Jesus said, I'm the sheep, and I call my sheep by name. He was referencing the fact that they brought the sheep into the city, and they would all be in one pen. But then the shepherd would go to
the
gate, and he would open it, and he would call out for his sheep, and only his sheep would come out of that gate.
Only his would show up. Come on, come on.
Only his sheep would show up. And so the next shepherd would come, and he would call out his sheep.
Yes.
And so when Jesus is talking in there in John chapter 10, he's saying, my sheep hear my voice and will not follow
another.
That's what he's talking about. He's like, you can be in the whole group of sheep that are in the city, but you know the voice of your shepherd. So that's
come on.
And so when we're talking about parentage, we're talking about, especially we started out talking about the apostolic and prophetic, how powerful that connection is and how powerful that voice is in our life. It's so important to be attuned to that voice. I was thinking about this earlier, Apostle Lee, that we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's certainly abuse. There's certainly some misalignment. There's certainly some situations. But the bottom line is that the spiritual establishment, Paul talked about it in 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. He said, I became your father through the gospel.
Yes.
He said, you got 10,000 guardians. And we interpret that as angels, but the actual word guardians there is actually means to be an
instructor.
As a teacher. Yeah. So he says, you got 10,000 instructors, but he said, I became your father. And I see
that's
the Lord,
right.
we've experienced that, where the Lord is reestablishing the spiritual parentage in the body of Christ. And as we navigate through this reestablishment, we have to understand how powerful that is. Years ago, when I walked in the church, I had been studying and seeking the Lord, and I was studying the gifts, and I came across this, you know, and the Lord said, when he called me to be a prophet at 17, and I'm looking through it, and it says, firstly, apostles, you know, he is set first in the body of Christ, apostles, prophets, teachers, and then it goes through the list. And I said, okay, and then you get to Ephesians chapter 4, and it says that he gave some to be apostles, prophets. And so I walked in the church, not arrogantly, but inquisitively, and I looked at the pastor, the senior man that was there, and I said, where are the apostles and prophets? Because according to Scripture, they're the ones supposed to be pouring into me. They're the ones supposed to be spiritually parenting me, and I do not see them in the body of Christ. And the Lord took that longing that he put in me, and he turned it around so that I would have such a passion to pour into other people that come into my midst that he places in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm saying I'm going to do my best to parent you to whatever extent the Lord wants us to and whatever extent you're able to receive. I'm going to parent you so that you can grow and do what God's called you to do, because this is the model. He's our Heavenly Father, and he established us to be fathers in the earth. And obviously, mothers, absolutely, you know, spiritual mothers have that absolute dynamic as well. Go ahead, Apostle Lee.
Yes.
And it's so funny because, you know, as you're saying that's a powerful point that you were making about the sheep. And we have to get to that place. We have to get to that place. It's a growth process. And I love the Father because he knows that we have to grow through some things, because where we originate from, the place of origin, a lot of times we return back to that, which is why the spirit of religion has to be broken. It has to be destroyed, because a lot of us have come through religious channels. But because of the connection that we have with our Father, because of that stripping and that strengthening that he's been doing in our lives, now our origin is God. And so that's why he had to reestablish parentage. He had to reestablish that, because we're going to stay connected. We're always going to go back to the training that we received from origin. You know what I'm saying? The Bible discusses that we should train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he won't depart from it. So what is embedded in you, what is in you from origin, is what you return to. So the origin has to be changed. And that's what I love about the Father, how he, in the beginning, he established a thing with mankind from the beginning, but mankind gave that away. And then he sends his Son to reestablish it and says, you know what? You're not just earth. Okay, yeah, I created the first man out of the earth, but I want you to know that you're not just dirt. I just used those elements to create the man. That's not what he was. You know what I'm saying? He was actually spiritual.
Right.
And so when he comes, when he sends the master the second time, he lets us know your DNA and everything about you has changed. You know what I'm saying? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. So no, you're not just of the earth, because guess what? The devil eats the dust. And if you're dust and you're being eaten, you're being devoured. I had this revelation the other day, and it was tickling me so much to think about this, that the enemy is seeking whom he may devour. He's roaming to and fro. What is he looking for? You know, when you think of it in a broad sense, then you don't have as much clarity. Mm-hmm. But when you think about the fact that as the sons of God, as the manifesting sons of God, we are not earth. We are not just earth. We are something more than that. We are supernatural. And so he can't devour us because of what we are. He cannot devour us because of our DNA, because of our structure. We're like the fish to Noah, to Jonah. You know what I'm saying? We're like the lions to Daniel. Their purpose is too big. Who they are is too great for the swallowing up or the devouring of this thing. And so it's just an amazing thing to understand that the prophetic and apostolic is what God has put in place. And that's in Ephesians that we were going to go tonight, talking about what God has set in order. He set that in order, and a lot of places don't have that order, but that's what he set in order. And it's so important that we understand that we are still in the season of the body coming together, these divine connections, these mergers, and these marriages. And why is God doing this? Because separate, we're just dry. And the enemy knows that. I was thinking about the dry bones in Ezekiel 37 today when the Lord was talking to me about this. And I'm just thinking about the condition of these bones. They're all separate, they're all scattered, and they're being scorched by the sun. But the moment that the Father puts Ezekiel in the midst, and see, here we go again, always got to be a leader, always got to be a prophet, it's got to be an apostle, it's got to be somebody that has a mantle, that has the voice of God, that knows the heart of God, that can hear the voice of God and orate what God is saying in that moment. That's why it's so important, because the apostolic is for building. And if you don't have the right foundation, you're going nowhere. We're going to look at Isaiah 28 maybe before we get off the line. But it's important that we recognize that there's been a chief cornerstone that's been laid. You know, these people were in a bad condition, apostle. They were in a bad condition. Yep. He says, listen, there's a cornerstone. I'm going to give you something to build on, because what you're building on is all bad. Your priests are drunk. Your prophets are drunk. Everybody's intoxicated with this foolishness that they got going on, this idolatry, and all of this stuff, and you're in a bad place. But I want to give you this information, because right now you are you're eating from tables of vomit, you know, and filthiness. There's no place clean in this place. This stuff has to be cleaned up, but you're going to have to follow my precepts. So I'm going to give you precept upon precept. I'm going to give you line upon line, here a little and there a little. And but you're going to fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. And so, you know, I'm trying to set this thing up to bring you back to myself. And a lot of times we don't realize that our separation and that division that the enemy tries to put in the body is to separate us off. So, you know, it's like an adversary seeking prey. You know, a lion doesn't go after the whole herd. He's trying to pick off the stuff that's on the outside. He doesn't want to work hard. He's a smart worker. No. He's not a hard worker. He's like, you know what? I'm not trying to do all that unless I'm really just extra hungry. I'm not trying to tackle the biggest thing out here. If you're coming through here, I want to pick off the easy prey. I want to pick off the easy things. You know what I'm saying? And so it's important that we understand that separated from one another, we are dry. And this is why we're tired. I was telling the apostle today, you know what? I don't know. It's so much going on in my environment, and I had to see this thing from a different perspective. Because I got a lot going on in my life in this season. I got a lot to do, and I got a lot that I'm looking at. I got a lot that I'm studying, and all of this noise just constant. I'm like, Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Like, is this a joke? Right. You know, I told you earlier, I'm looking for Ashton Kutcher to jump out any minute and say, you're being punked, and we've recorded it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be live on punk, for real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I've got to be able to understand the power of connection, even in this familial connection. I've got to understand the power of connection. I'm going to mention this, and then I want you to take it, Apostle. We've got like 7 minutes, but, you know, Saul was changed into another man. He was given an instruction. Let's turn to 1 Samuel real quick. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6. I want to turn there real quick because I want to actually read it to you because it's such a powerful verse. It really details the power of connection. Here he is. He's being chosen to be king. He's being given instructions by the prophet Samuel to do some things. And in his instruction, he tells him this. I'm going to read it to you. He tells him what to do. He says, you're going to meet a company of prophets, that's verse 5, coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. Listen, God gives us specific and direct instructions. He's not going to give it all to us all of the time, but we have to be willing and able to hear his voice and move at his command. He says here, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of Yah will come upon you, and you shall prophesy with them and shall be turned into another man. Are you hearing me? This is the power of connection. Apostle, go ahead and take that. We've got 7 minutes. Leave me one.
You know, that is a dynamic of your connections. We don't always understand that, how powerful that is.
Yes.
But connections bring transformation. Connections bring change.
Yes.
When we read Romans chapter 12, it says we're transformed. You know, we obviously it says, therefore, in view of God's mercy, we present ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy, you know, present our bodies as a living
and
sacrifice.
And acceptable unto God. Reasonable service.
Yeah. Do not be conforming no longer to the pattern of this world,
don't
but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We think transformation, we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. We think of that renewing of the mind is somehow tied to how much knowledge we can gather.
But
you go back to the garden, and what happened? In the garden, they were transformed by the knowledge because they forsook relationship, not because the knowledge did something to them. In fact, it was detrimental to them. But we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, and the way our mind is renewed is through experience, and you experience best in partnership, in cooperation with God and with the people of God, and even without the people of God. There's times when the Lord will put you in the midst of of unbelievers and rank, you know, in places where, yeah, in adversarial. I mean, Jesus was led. He came out, was baptized by John, recorded in Luke chapter 4, and what happened? He was led into the desert to be tempted of the devil. So
by the Holy Ghost.
You're transformed by the Holy Ghost. And so the reality is the relationships, the familiar relationships, the friendship relationships that we have, they are designed to bring change. They're designed. Iron sharpens iron. What is that talking about?
It's
talking about relationships, and it makes you sharper. So every one of our relationships are designed. They're designed to bring change. Now, that's why it's important to have good relationships. That's why it's important to know, well, to be healthy and to be definitive. How do we
define
this relationship? What are the roles in the relationship? That's why we understand when we say, you know, the apostolic and prophetic relationships are so important, because that gives a new believer, a new person coming into the faith, something definitive to grab hold of. John wrote it, 1 John. He's old in age, and he's writing his books. He's finally writing them, and he's talking predominantly about love, 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 love. But I love the way he opens up 1 John, and he says, you know, he says, we saw Jesus, our fellow, you know, all the things our hands touched and our eyes have beheld. And he says, now,
we saw him in
fellowship
the flesh,
with
but we can't look at that like that no
we
more.
Saw it in the flesh.
Come on.
Yeah, and he says, now, what's the answer? He says, fellowship with us, because our fellowship's with the Father and with his Son. He's saying, I'm not telling you to go on your own and go hang, you know, I'm going to hand you a Bible, which I didn't have at that time. He says, but I'm going to hand you something, put it in your hand, I'm going to tell you how to pray, and I'm going to send you off, and I'll see you on Sunday morning. No, he was saying, I want you to hang out with me, because that's where change is going to come, because you'll be changed into what we are, to walk in your purpose.
In the company of us. In our company.
Because because you don't know how to hang out with the Lord yet, but you can hang out with us, because we're flesh and blood, and you can get to know us, and by getting to know us, you will get to know the Father. You will get to know the Son.
That's it.
You will get to understand. So that dynamic is so important. That we, you know, are we defining the relationships? And it's up to leaders to come in and not be arrogant, not be boastful, not use it as a pedestal to lord it over anybody, but to come in and say, look, if you receive a prophet, because he is a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. So I have to come in and say, I'm apostle, prophet, teacher, Jeremy Scott Gibbs. And I'm not saying that so that I'm better than you. I'm saying that so you know how to relate, so that you can receive the reward of the anointing that God has placed on my life, so that you can have a proper foundation. We don't even have time to get into it. I'll say that about Ephesians chapter 4. What is that about? It says, then when the five offices are in operation in the body, then the body will do the works of service, and they will no longer be infants tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine.
That's right.
Exactly. And so what do we got? We got a church full of infants because apostles and prophets evangelists, pastors, and teachers have not taken their rightful place. We have forsaken those offices.
Some of them are infants. Some of those that are saying, they are these things are infants themselves. You know what I'm saying? And the reality go ahead, apostle.
Yeah, so we don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, you know. The bathwater needs to be thrown out because it's cleaned them off. So we don't throw out the offices. We don't get rid of the operation, but we do need to clarify. We do need to clean it up that there are people who you know, there's false prophets out there. There's false apostles out
there. That's right.
That's okay. Let them do their thing.
That's
Jesus said, let the tares
let them
grow
do their
the
thing.
Weed. I'll harvest them later.
Absolutely.
Later. I'm not worried about that. He's not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. What are you doing?
Absolutely.
What am I doing?
Absolutely.
We need to operate in what God has called us to do. Absolutely. So we're going to operate in what God calls us to do, help us define the relationship, because those relationships are paramount to our transformation, to our growth, to our prosperity in what God has called us to do in the earth. Amen?
Absolutely. Listen, we want to offer you to connect with us. Absolutely. We want to offer you to connect with us here, Kingdom Ambassadors. The way to do that, you can attach yourself to this apostolic and prophetic covering alignment for your assignment, Kingdom Ambassadors. 247@gmail.com. Listen, you need to be connected, and those of you who need to be connected, you know how to get in touch with us. We love you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for your presence here. We honor you today as a leader and as a person in the kingdom. We honor you today. We love you so much, and we'll talk to you real soon. Apostle, tell these folks good night. Good night, saints.
Good night. We love you all. Stay connected. Amen.
Absolutely. Stay connected in the name of the Lord.